Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jody Ambrosio's here. I'm Ray Dunaway. And Joe, we've got a... That's why we did the golf thing.
Yeah, we got a special guest. Joe LaCava's a native of Newtown. He's been a PGA Tour caddy since forever. It's a good thing he started when he was 12. He's now on Tiger Woods' bag, and he is one of the featured guests at Hazardous Lies with LaCava and Wingo, Trey Wingo from ESPN, to benefit our friends from the First Tee of Connecticut this Thursday night in Cromwell. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
We're good. We're good. How are you doing? What do you do to get ready for the season? Do you train like a golfer does?
I watch a lot of football on the weekend.
Who'd you have this weekend? Who'd you have this weekend?
I actually did okay. I had the Chargers.
Okay.
And I had the Eagles. And it kills me to kind of take them as a diehard Giants fan.
Yo.
I did okay, but that was just one weekend. I've done plenty worse on other weekends.
Obviously, last season when Tiger made his charge and won the last event of the year,
right,
it just sparked so much interest in the sport. From your perspective, could you see this coming with the way that Tiger was playing in the second half of last year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even it started back down in kind of like in March in Florida, he started playing better each week.
Right.
And then I think the key was over the summer, we gave Old Faithful a little bit of rest, meaning a Scotty Cameron putter, and that came alive at the end. It didn't like its benching, so that was huge. And then the big key, I think, back in June, he went back to an old shaft in his driver and added some loft and started hitting more fairways. And obviously, you hit more fairways, it's going to lead to more greens and regulation. And like I said, the putter comes around, then doesn't mean you're automatically going to win, but he certainly improved each week for sure.
What were those roars like on that last day of the tour? I mean, you came across on TV, and it sounded like it sounded like a football game at the Rose Bowl with 100,000 people there.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I think the PGA actually, the crowds were bigger and louder, and it was all a little more condensed kind of golf course, and they were right on top of us. Even though Brooks Koepka went on to win, that week was amazing. But going back to the tour championship, the scene at 18 was just incredible. And like you said, it's done a lot for golf, and you can't imagine the people I run into that don't even watch golf that much were tuned in that weekend, and I think everybody was watching.
Well, it's because of his star power. I mean, this guy is still a star.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's like the old token. He is the needle. That's what they tune in to watch. Whether you like him or not, they want to see the guy play some golf.
Hey, Joe, in addition to watching a lot of football, do you sometimes study the course before? I mean, you have to give this guy advice as to how it's lying and so on and so forth, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. No, I go out and walk the golf course each and every week. There's only three venues that change every week, which are the three majors, three of the four majors. So you have to do some extra work those weeks. Like this year at the British Open, I wasn't that familiar with Carnoustie, and I probably walked that four or five times before he even got on the golf course. I just wanted to be comfortable with the golf course, and it was a tricky golf course as it is. I'll go out and walk the golf courses at Torrey before he gets there on that Sunday, Monday before the event, for sure, yeah.
Joe LaCava, the pride of Newtown, with us here. He'll be co-featured with our friend Trey Wingo from ESPN and Javier Colon at Hazardous Lies with LaCava and Wingo Thursday night at the First Tee of Connecticut, which does so much for youth golf. You can click on the First Tee website and click on the Hazardous Lies link or call 860-882-1660. The First Tee does such great things with golf, and I know you're involved. I've seen you at John Nobilski's event, and I know you do a lot with the First Tee. Golf is just continues to grow in our country, and I think when Tiger plays well, Joe, there's no question, kids get more involved.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, I think it's one of those things, even though they're young, they may not have seen Tiger play, but they've heard their mom or dad talk about him, and they have the video games and stuff like that, so there's no doubt. People come up to me all the time and say, oh, my kid's interested in golf again. He goes, Tiger wasn't around for a few years, but now they see him playing again. Obviously, playing well helps, but it definitely brings the young kids out, and they absolutely love the guy.
Joe, one of the problems, though, it seems to me, and I know like the TPC, the Travelers, they donate a lot of money to basically these kind of programs. Is it tougher for a kid to get time playing golf? Joe and I were talking about it. Clubs can be expensive. The course itself can be, you know, expensive. Is it a little tough for kids to get access? I mean, if you want to play basketball, you probably got one in your backyard, a hoop.
Yeah, no, very good point. It is tough. And like you said, it's expensive, obviously. We all know it's a pretty expensive sport. It's very, very time-consuming. You know, the first tee, the USGA, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, they're all pushing for guys to get out there and play 3, 6, 9 holes, whatever it might be. And, you know, everyone at the first tee is trying to just encourage the kids to come up to the range at the very least and hit a few shots and play some golf. And then you obviously hope they enjoy it, take it up. And I think the clubs are becoming more kid-friendly. Like I said, they're allowing kids to play, you know, at a decent price.
Yeah.
They give them more hours that are available to play golf. And like I said, they're encouraging the kids to move up tees, even everybody's move up tees, so it's a little bit faster and less time-consuming.
What's the biggest change, Joe, in your job since you started on Fred Couples' bag in the 80s?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's so much more detailed information out there, you know, a technology kind of thing with the greens books that they have. You know, we all have lasers now, so the numbers are more exact. We have, you know, elevation numbers up and down, kind of stuff like that. So there's a lot more numbers to be had if you want them, a lot more information for the guys if they want them. You know, I'm pretty fortunate that I worked for Fred, who's a field player, didn't need a ton of information. And Tiger, I still consider old school at 43, where he doesn't use the so-called adjusted numbers. I mean, he kind of looks up and looks down and figures, okay, it's a half a club.
Where he got,
that's what he does. But we got on these par threes, and, you know, if we're playing with younger guys, they have a different number than I give Tiger because the caddy is automatically giving them the adjusted number,
right?
Which is the up and the down, and I just give Tiger the number on the ground, the real number. And then, like I said, we kind of feel what it's going to be, half a club up, half a club down kind of thing. Cool.
That's the kind of thing you'll hear on Thursday night at the First Tee of Connecticut, which is located at the TPC in Cromwell. Joe LaCava with Trey Wingo. Hazardous Lies, Javier Colon, our friend, will entertain. Tickets, as I said, available at the First Tee of Connecticut website. Click on the Hazardous Lies link or call 860-882-1660. You're a Giant fan like me. Eli, come or go.
Definitely got to keep him.
Yeah, I agree. Because there's nobody else.
Yeah.
Who are you going to play? Kyle Aletta? Come on.
With you 100%. The grass isn't greener.
Joe, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
we appreciate
it.
Have a great day, great night Thursday, and make sure you say hi to Christy for me.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. It's the great Joe LaCava. Good guy. Big sports, huge sports fan, big UConn fan, big Giants fan.
My man.
And he does a lot for youth golf, so it was nice. We got a couple of minutes with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.